Join me in prayer. Father, as I think about our church getting ready for Easter Sunday, I'm reminded that we're not the only ones getting ready. Lord, there are churches all over our community that are doing the very same thing. They're gearing up. They're getting excited. They're praying for people to come and hear about Jesus because they know that Christmas and Easter can be really good times for people to come when people are willing and people are excited. Father, I just want to take a minute this morning and pray for several of our churches in this community. Think of James and Stephen and Nick just up the road at Clough Pike Baptist. Of Barney and Nate and Mark over at Pierce Point. For Matt Young at Access Church and all the renovations that they've been doing for the last several months that have just drained them in many ways. Pray that they would have the ability to get that wrapped up in time for this weekend. Pray for John and Sinclair and John Irick at River Tree in Milford. For Jay at Jay Henline over at Lindale. For Jonathan at Mount Oreb. And for my friend Scott Wilburn, as I met with in Higginsport this week, as that town is so in need of the gospel. 200 people in two churches that had a lot of work ahead of them. Father, help us to remember that we're not alone in this spiritual warfare and the battles of life, that there are many, many believers right this moment who are worshiping you all over the place. Father, may we join together collectively in spirit as we lift you up today and as we pray this week, as we invite this week and reach out. May we rejoice in whoever comes and be excited as the angels are in heaven over one lost soul that comes to know you. May we be mindful this week of the events that took place leading up to the cross. May we give them deep consideration, how they apply to us and the difference that they make to every day, not just Easter Sunday. God, we love you, we adore you, we thank you for your mercy. We pray these things in your name. Amen.